you grab the inserts that you were given as you walked in and flip them open, you'll find that tonight's Bible reading is on the first page then. And it comes from 2 Corinthians, and it's in chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
Good evening, 7 p.m. How are you? Good. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Amy. I work in youth and young adults ministry at St. Paul's, which is great. And I'm really excited to be the one to get to share the word with you tonight. I was given preacher's choice, which is always something that we love. Well, I love it. And the message that I have tonight is something that came out of my devotions a little while ago, something that God really challenged me with personally. And I really have a sense that it's a challenge for all of us, and that God is going to, he's going to really shake us up tonight, I think. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're a God who speaks. You've given us your word and it changes us. And we do pray that tonight you would shake us up. You wouldn't leave us comfortable. You would give us a fire inside us for your name and the renown of your name across the earth. Pray that you would set us on fire for the mission that you've given us tonight. Amen. Now, I believe my father gives the world's worst gifts. He's a great dad, but he gives the world's worst gifts. Like, I don't understand what's going on in his head when he sees something and he picks it up and he thinks, yeah, so-and-so would love this. I don't understand it. I'll give you some examples. It was my parents' wedding anniversary. They were celebrating 20-something wonderful years of marriage. It was my dad's big opportunity to give my mum something that would express to her his great love and affection. So what was his romantic token? It was a street directory. What every girl wants. But it gets better. This was no ordinary street directory. I'll tell you how he came to have it. My dad was out running one day. And as he was running along the road, he noticed something out of the corner of his eye lying in the gutter. And he ran over, and oh, it's a street directory. And he picked it up. He thought, oh, it's a bit tattered and old. So he brushed it off, and he thought, oh, anniversary gift. And so he took it home, I'm not kidding you, and he wrapped it up, and he gave it to my mum for their wedding anniversary.